Scott Drayton, Florence, if you have a plan for him for this week, or do you know where?
Well, we certainly have a plan, and we'll execute that plan as the week goes on and see how he does with that. But he's been progressing very well and has worked very hard to come back.
When he's on the field, what does he bring to the team?
He's been a good player for a long time. He's a veteran player. He has experience. He has toughness. He's got size. We've missed him these last 8 weeks.
Can he help you at safety if necessary?
He has size, and we have used guys like that in the past. We'll just see where our corner situation is. I mean, with Chris Houston in particular, and go forward from there. But he is a multidimensional player. He can play inside. He can play outside. He does have a lot of experience.
Coleman wasn't injured Sunday, as far as we know. Is he had a personal day today?
No. He got poked in the eye and had a headache from getting poked in the eye. I mean, it looks like he went to a championship fight, but it's not. I mean, I guess that's an injury, but it's not so much the eye as much as the headache that went along with it today.
Are they and Delmas were both out stretching today. What's their outlook for this Sunday?
We'll see. Both of those guys are, trying to get back on the field. Same as everybody else.
Ask you about third downs of both sides of it, having manageable situations on offense and then unmanageable the other way around, putting the other team in tough. How vital that is in games.
Well, the first thing is the longer you have, the more time it takes to get routes down the field and the more time your pass rush has to get there or your pass protection has to hold up. So that's the first part of it. Second of all, defenses know when it's third down and 12 and third down and 11, third down and 15, and they're not going to defend the 4 and 5 yard routes in those situations. So it makes it a lot easier for a defense, number one, to eliminate some of the things they have to defend, but also buy some time for their pass rushers to get there. So it's important for us on defense to put teams in third and longs. That's why you see a lot of screens and things like that. And you see teams that get real aggressive in those situations a lot of time end up with turnovers. And then on offense, it's important for us to stay out of those. There's a lot made of teams being one-dimensional, not having the run or not having, a pass or something like that. But that's one of those cases where you're truly one-dimensional because there's not a whole lot that that you can do other than push the ball deep down the field if you want to get the first down.
Jim, what do you do about trying to kickstart your offense a little bit earlier in games? You see so many teams go to, lack of a better phrase, hurry up or 2-minute offenses early and have quarterbacks almost call the plays at the line of scrimmage. Is that part of a process? Is that something you guys think about?
Yeah, I mean, we do that. No huddle's a big part of what we do. But again, even if you're no huddle, it still makes sense to make good decisions. And, we certainly want to be aggressive on offense. We want to, score touchdowns and those things. But you need to combine that with making good decisions and not turning the ball over, too. I think those both it doesn't sound like they go hand in hand, but those decisions go hand in hand. And, I think that, a lot also depends on, you mentioned tempo, a lot depends on how well you're running the football. And how that's affecting coverage too, as far as getting the offense jump started. We did it with our run game the week before. We've done it with our pass game. However we do it, just we got to get in the end zone more in the first half.
Is Riley's out, Clay Matthews might be out. How different are they without those two guys?
They've played well without having Woodson in there the last few weeks. It remains to be seen if Clay Matthews will be out. He has rushed very well this year. I won't say a down year, but statistically a little bit of a down year last year. But he's made plays all over the field, sacks, tackles for loss, really put the offense behind the chains a lot of times. And that's the way their defense is. They're top 10 interception team, a top 10 third down team, top 10 sack team, and that's been their lifeblood this year. And last year, statistically, they weren't a very good defense, but they haven't really made a whole lot of changes scheme-wise. But they have rushed a passer a lot better. They have about as many sacks right now through 9 games as they had all season last year. And obviously Clay Matthews is a big part of that. But they also have a good rotation, and they have a good player in Zombo that has been on the injured reserve or PUP, whatever, and they get him back. And, that's a team that, particularly a couple of years ago, dealt with a lot of injuries at the linebacker position. They lost Nick Barnett. They lost Brandon Chiller, made some adjustments, and ended up in the Super Bowl. So they've certainly done it in the past if they have to.
Is Reef's role has increased. It seems like Scheffler's role has decreased. Is that? Can you talk about your decision making there with which way you go there? Is that dependent on the opponent mostly, or?
I wouldn't say necessarily Scheffler's role, but all of our other tight ends have been on the field a little bit less, and that's not necessarily a bad thing when it comes to sort of like the way we rotate our defensive line, trying to keep guys fresh and things like that. It's cut into Pettigrew's reps also, but again, you know, we're not judging anything on any kind of ratios or anything else. It's been a good package for us. It's been potent from a running standpoint, but also particularly last week from a passing standpoint. So, you know, we'll just continue to put guys out. But it hadn't just been Jeff. It's been Will Heller and also Pettigrew also. And again, you can look at it a lot of different ways. I don't necessarily look at it as it's a bad thing. And those plays that we call, they're either going to be blocking or they're going to be in pass protection anyway. So, you know. It, rather than just being extra snaps, we get a guy that's pretty good at doing those things, and it's been a good package for us.
It takes an awful lot to impress coaches at this level and players at this level. When you see Aaron Rodgers' numbers in a dome, you see his numbers against a blitz, you see his numbers on third down conversions. Can you just put in perspective what you guys as a coaching staff feel about him and just how much of an elite quarterback he is?
We certainly have a lot of respect for him. His touchdown to interception is pretty much insane right now, 25-5. You know, and they score a lot of touchdowns. You look at any stats you want. Touchdowns are a pretty good stat, you know, because, you know, just, I mean, with scoring and with everything else. And he's done it by taking care of the football. He's got a great command of their offense. He's obviously very comfortable. Now he's been in his whole career. He's got good mobility. He's used his legs, you know, always, has always used his legs at time, number one, to gain yards, but number two, to buy time for receivers down the field. Can quick release, but can also hold the ball and attack you all down the field. So he attacks every inch of the field, and he makes good decisions, and he's got an arm that can make every throw. So there's certainly a lot of respect. We play, you know, we play him twice a year, and we've seen him firsthand, and, you know, he's won a Super Bowl. He's got that to his resume, so it's not just statistics for him. He's been a winner.
Helping more for Coach.
Better who? Oh, Pat, yeah. I thought you said Bentley. Well, Pat has got good experience in the league. He's got good size. He's another guy that's got some multi-dimension stuff, and it's very rare that those guys really become available. And, you know, when he did become available, and he had starting experience at Oakland this year. So, you know, a little bit like we talked about with Drayton, get a veteran guy, a guy that's got good size. He's got some flexibility. Has also been a very good special teams contributor. I think that was a good get for us, particularly at this point of the year. What his role is, it remains to be seen. We'll see how he progresses this week and what makes best sense for Sunday, if anything.
Sorry, as good as Rodgers is and as deep as their passing attack is, how big of a lift would it be if Dennis and
Scrivay
could come back this week?
That's a hypothetical. You know, I mean, we certainly want all our players on the field, but fact of life in the NFL is you don't always have it that way, and nobody judges you on any kind of other standard other than winning or losing or getting the job done. There's no curve for grading. You know, I mean, those guys gave us a big – they haven't been on the field, number one, very often individually, but also together. Philadelphia was one of those times where they were, and – I thought they did a good job of making plays for us, and they're the guys that started for us last year. But whether it's them or whether it's other guys, combination of other guys, whatever it is, challenge still remains the same. You know, it's a very strong passing offense, good wide receivers, good tight ends, you know, a good quarterback. I mean, a good combination of talent on offense that's going to be a challenge for us on defense. Yeah, I mean, I think what you've seen is you know, I don't know, a little bit like us with when we lost Burleson, and both Titus and Broyles immediately stepped up and started catching touchdowns and making plays. A very similar thing has happened with them with Randall Cobb. You know, Cobb last year, early in the season in particular, when they were at full health, was a kick returner, and they'd use him for a couple special plays on offense. You know, when Jennings went down, he became their starting slot receiver. And has led him in receptions, has made a lot of big plays. And they've used him in a lot of different roles, used him in the backfield. He's carried the ball. He's, you know, get short passes. They've worked him down the field. And, you know, he's a guy that really stepped up when Jennings went down and their offense didn't lose any production. Sort of like we said with our safeties, that's the name of the game in the NFL. A little bit easier said than done, and it's a big compliment to him. And the way their offense has incorporated him, he's kept his special teams role also. He's still returning kicks and punts, and he's a dangerous player back there. We're going to have to play our best on special teams to keep him contained also.
Why has the passing game struggled so much in the first quarter? Is it Matthew, is it receiver routes, is it drops, is it just all three? Why is the execution not
there? We've had a lot of different things. There's been times where we've had some drops early. There's been times where teams have come out and played maybe something a little bit different and taken away what we were trying to attack early. It's been a lot of different things. There's some throws I'm sure we'd like to have back, and there's, you know, sometimes in protection where we had to throw the ball maybe a little quicker than we were ready for. And that's anytime you're on offense and you're not producing, it's going to be one of those things. Blocking, throwing, or catching, I mean, that's pretty much about it. You know, we'll continue to work and try to score more points, particularly in the first half.
Mm-hmm.